Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's talk about happiness. How does religion, if at all, play a role? We wanted to understand this happiness index and the impact that various factors have. Dr. Yolandi Steenkamp, senior researcher at the Albert Luthuli Leadership Institute at the University of Pretoria. Very good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you. And how are you doing?
I am doing well, thank you. So it's very, very interesting to see how the countries in the happiness index are made up. Some are observant and religious countries. Israel certainly is one, but some of the Scandinavian countries not at all, really. So how do we decide if we're happy or not?
Right, yes, I think that is the basic human question, isn't it? I think let's just take a quick step back and just speak of what the World Happiness Report is and how it is compiled, because obviously happiness is a very, very subjective experience, and each person will basically determine what the factors are that determine whether they feel happy or not. So this report has been compiled for 11 years, and it is based on data from the Gallup World Poll, and it is a flagship publication of the Sustainable Development Solutions Network, which is also where I am affiliated as representing the South African SDSN network.
Right.
And the way they compile this report is by asking questions to individuals, not on, let's say, your level of education, your economic resources, or your spirituality, as we are interested in discussing today, but really the question, where do you place yourself on the scale of happiness? They do this through something called a Cantrell report. And then based on that statistically representative sample, they then release the report of the various countries. So interestingly, Israel, which I think your readers will be, your listeners will be very interested in, has jumped from the 9th position to its highest position so far on the world ranking. And the interesting question then is whether religion can be said to play a role in people's happiness. And when you ask people subjectively, I think many people will say yes, and many people will say no. As you mentioned, for instance, the Northern European countries, which have consistently come out at the top ranking positions of the World Happiness Report. And one interesting factor that I would point to in relation to religion is what has been known for a long time as the golden rule of ethics that has its foundation in spirituality. Do unto others as you would have them do to you, or another way to put it, love others as you love yourself. And the data that we have and research around the world really shows that how we prioritize other individuals, other people, those with whom we have close relationships with, how we prioritize them really impacts our happiness. And I think there the link with spirituality is very, very clear.
Is it religion or is it spirituality? Does it make any difference, really?
I think it can make a difference. I don't think that one should overstress the difference between religion and spirituality, but most people actually will be very quick to tell you that they are spiritual but not religious.
Yes, yes.
It boils down really to, if you get very technical, the sort of scientific theoretical difference between the two, and let's say the practices that people engage in that they consider spiritual, from an analytic point of view, now I'm speaking from an academic perspective, right, are often very much the same as from a religious point of view, but not always. So I think my short answer would be, it depends.
It's interesting because the, you know, there's a lot of studies. I've read quite a bit of Dan Ariely's things, and he says, you know, when you test people's level of honesty, just remain, even if they are agnostic or atheist, but you ask them to recite the Ten Commandments before they go into a situation, they're less likely to cheat than somebody who hasn't been asked that and asked to remember some form of morality and code. So would that be part of it, where religion, where laws, where this concept of doing unto others create a society in which people are a little bit more respected, respect each other, and therefore become happier?
It's an interesting question. It's also a complex question. So let me preface my answer by saying it's a very provisional answer. But the way I would approach it would be to go back to the very start of humanity, the evolution of our moral awareness, our moral commitment to the other, and how this coincided, and maybe even some of the scholars argue, was made possible by the evolution of the imagination, that our imagination evolved in such a way that we prioritized relationships with the other. And the way that we did this was to imagine a world where spirituality, where religion supported this notion of the relationship with the other. And therefore, I think one could very much say that it is basic to being human to consider how we respond to the other from a moral, from an ethical point of view. And then obviously, as your example points out, the way that we then engage with religion, with spirituality, offers a support for this to take place in practice.
And what about community? I would imagine that being part of a religious group, no matter what it is, and a sense of community does bring value, belonging, and therefore some form of happiness to one's life. You're not living completely isolated as you might in a place where there isn't a sense of community.
Right, right. Yes, completely. I think to the extent that the sense of social support is enhanced in a group setting, especially in a religious group setting, this definitely impacts our happiness. And this is clear from research all over the world. And I would encourage people to download the report. There are various interesting chapters, and one of them looks specifically to the idea of social support and altruistic acts. And it's really interesting to read how that impacts our happiness. From the perspective of the person who performs altruistic acts, you know, something that is done to the benefit of another person or a society, but not at the same time benefiting me who perform the action, and also the beneficiaries, mm-hmm. Those who benefit from the altruistic acts. But interestingly, even those who just observe the act taking place, or who read about it in the media,
creates a positive environment.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, and that's unfortunately all that we have time for. I'd love your thoughts on it. That was Dr. Yolande Steenkamp, who is a senior researcher at the Albert Luthuli Leadership Institute at the University of Pretoria, talking to us about the Happiness Index, which is so ironic when we get a report that Israel is the fourth happiest country in the world. And most of today's show is talking to us about the difficulties that they are going through at the moment.